07 was Vince Young. Or was that 08?
It might have been 08 was Vince Young. Because Vince Young was on the cover of the NCAA game.
No, he was not.
No?
No.
No, that was Boise State. That was Boise State.
Can you do
that was Kellen
Moore? Yeah, it was. Can you do the... Because I can start 03 with Wanky.
03? Are you sure that wasn't 02? Are you sure that wasn't 02, Wanky?
I want to say...
Hold on. Fire it up. Let's see if we can do it.
02 might have been...
This is going to be tough.
This is going to be hard. I mean, yeah. I'm like trying to think back on NCAA, which, by the way, coming back in 2024.
Cannot wait.
Because they get launch now, day. Right?
Cannot wait.
Launch day, just get ready because I'm finding you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And we're fucking NCAA in it.
I mean, if this is just a sports podcast now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Notre Dame's shitting the bed right now.
Shane
is so
talk sports.
Yeah, Matt's gone, dude. It's time to talk sports.
But, dude, back to spazzing. I fucking got – I was playing Madden 01. Like, I'd come home from school and just play it all weekend, play it. And my mom was gone for, like, a week. And I was like, dude, Friday night, I got a fake ID. Let's go get a bunch of beers. We'll have a Madden tournament for money. Everyone will put in money. And I had, like, 8 friends. And I was like, dude, I'm about to win everyone.
02 was Winky. 03 was Joey Harrington.
I think it's reverse.
Reverse.
02 is Harrington. 03 is Wanky. 04
oh, no,
is
no.
Are
Wanky.
You on Maddens or NCAA?
NCAA.
Oh,
okay. Wanky would have been
Florida State.
Older though.
Yeah, but he was an older quarterback.
No, but I'm saying they won.
Oh, you're saying
in like
it was,
2000.
He oh fuck is he 2000?
They won in like 9. They beat Vic.
Yeah. Oh shit.
01 might be
Harrington. Might be
Joey Harrington.
Yeah, because at Oregon.
This is fun, though. It's not great podcasting, but it's pretty fun.
Fun to think back on who it was.
So, Dan, this tournament, you had your tournament.
Yes. I had 8. I'm sorry. So, I had like 7 of my friends, even my friends that were like, I don't even play video games. I'm like, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun to have a tournament.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to have a tournament. And dude, and I'm
a bit
like,
of attorney.
And I'm like, it's my house. It'll be fun to win.
A bit of a gamer.
It'll pay back for the beer money or whatever. Dude, I lost in the second round. I remember Dante Culpepper was the quarterback of the Vikings.
Yeah.
And my friend would just do the same move.
Was it, were you playing? You said Madden.
Yeah.
All right.
So he would just roll right and then just fucking bomb it with Culpepper. And I remember I lost. My friend Mike Fujak beat me. He's quiet, very nice man.
Fuj.
Dude, Fu Tang beat me.
Yeah.
I stood up and put 4 holes in my wall in front of
whoa, you threw a combo.
I was like, dude, I was like hulking out. I was like, four holes in my wall. And dude, I swear to God, all my friends went like, not even laughing at me. This is what was worse. They go, I don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, why? You guys won. And they're
finish
like,
the tournament. It's like, sit down, finish
the tournament. And then I just like was, so, I spazzed so hard that I just remember being out in the garage smoking cigarettes and they came out and they're like, Fujak won, and I was like, at least I lost to the winner.
I got second. I was there on the second best.
I was the second best team. I took him the distance.
I caused a video game spaz. I was at the mall with my mom.
Okay.
So this was, I had to go to the mall with my mom and sisters.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse as a young man than being dragged to the mall.
Because you're going ladies. To ladies' stores.
They go to ladies' stores. I always go. I would just go straight to the video game.
Hit the Funko Land.
I don't even know. Yeah, it might have been Funko Land. It was like KB Toys used to have some video game.
Well, they would have the screen in the plastic bubble and then
so
the
I would
tubes
just
out.
Sit there and play. But I went to one and they were just having an NFL 2K tournament.
NFL 2K, RIP.
Let's go.
One of the most fun
I was like,
games.
Can I be in the tournament? They're like, yeah. There ended up being like 6 people. And the winner got a copy of the game.
Yeah.
So I get to the finals. It was 2-minute quarters.
Yeah.
I got the ball in the second half and ran the clock out.
Bro.
I was a kid. I ran like.
Who are you going against?
An adult.
Oh.
And I ran the clock.
So he understood what you were doing.
Yeah. I ran the clock the whole quarter.
He goes, it's not cool to do that. Was it that kind of thing?
And he grabbed the game off the shelf and ran out of the store.
No.
They got him. They got him. Security got him.
Damn, dude, you got a guy a fucking case.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that he got fucking charged.
And he was right to be upset.
Yeah. You just being like running and then looking at him.
Yeah, just be like off tackle.
Off tackle.
We're going off tackle,
good
right?
Good luck, pitch.
3 yards. That's another minute off the clock.
And then he's like, he goes 4th and 1. You got to punt it. Yeah. And you go, or just run it.
I'll just run a quarterback seat.
Yeah, I can just get through.
First down.
Did you look up what the NCAA was?
You got the list of them?
You guys were
So I think 01 is going to be Winky.
01 is Winky. All right. No, I think 01 is Harrington.
I think they won the 2000.
I think you're right, 2000's Winky.
Okay.
01 is Winky. Harrington. 02 is...
I think that's Sean Alexander.
I think it's 2000. Chris Leak.
No, Florida. No, no. I think it's Sean Alexander from Alabama, running back.
Oh, it might be.
So I think it's 2000 Winky.
2000 is Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander.
01?
2001 is Winky.
Winky. 02 is Joey Harrington from Oregon.
03.
Ooh.
03 is...
It's Delaware, I think.
Oregon player.
Oregon.
03? Is it Harrington again?
It's Carson Palmer, the quarterback.
Oh, no. It's USC.
USC. Carson Palmer. Oh, sorry.
Carson Palmer's alert.
Yeah.
04.
Might have.
This is a tough period. 04 is
Reggie
tough.
Bush?
Reggie was 06 or 07.
I know it, Madden. 04 was the Mike Vick year.
Pitt.
Oh, Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Man, that was a good year.
Yeah, 04 is Fitzgerald. 05 has got to be Reggie Bush.
05.
Reggie. Who is it?
Desmond Howard.
The Heisman. Classic year.
06 is Reggie Bush because that was the first Xbox 360 one.
Yeah, in 05. Yeah, that's when I moved here to New York. And I remember the 05 Desmond Howard, you could do career mode. And the better you played, you had girlfriends. Do you remember that?
What? Dude,
like, they started the EA used to have cool shit. You, as the head coach in Dynasty mode, you could be like, a dude got in trouble for academic stuff. And you'd be like, nah, he's playing. You get sanctions.
Yeah, and then if you did the solo career mode, you got a better dorm.
Yeah, it had an ugly girl at first.
Your freshman girlfriend was like ugly. And then by the time you were a senior, you were like, yeah, dime pieces.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, bring that back, dude.
True.
Yeah.
I thought if it's in the game, it's in the game.
It's in the game. Where's the nerd that's helping me with my test?
EA Sports.
Yeah. I thought it was in the game.
In the game.
Oh, damn, dude.
So
remember
after
EA
Reggie.
Sports big? EA Sports.
Oh, yeah, where they try to do NBA Jam for everything.
Yeah.
They're doing that now. They've destroyed video games, dude.
Yeah, because
everything
games are destroyed,
is a fucking online.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you want a bowl with bumpers?
Everything you have to fucking dismiss or like offer for new cards or whatever.
Dude,
every
Madden
time.
Is so hard just
can't
to get
play
to,
Madden.
To franchise.
Yeah.
Just to get to franchise.
Trying to run a franchise.
I'm telling you.
I like scouting draft picks.
You do?
I like having a good time. Dude, I like planning this organization.
I do that in 2K. I rebuild. I go to my gym mode and I rebuild like the Sacramento Kings all the time.
Yeah, you got to rebuild.
I like to set the concession prices. I can't. Damn, these are high prices for peanuts.
Yeah. You go, come on, man. The working man needs to have a beer.
This is Philly. Come on, give him a couple brewskis.
Working man's got to have a beer when he's watching us. I just always, now I just run dynasties with McDaniel. Because it's weird to see your friend animated on Madden. Yeah. And then, like, I'll tell him what I do.
That's awesome.
In real life.
That's awesome.
I saw him at the Jets game. I go, dude, I'm in the AFC Championship game with the Dolphins. And he goes, so why haven't you won it? That was immediately his response.
You're like, say less.
I'll take it. I go, you know what?
Don't worry.
I go, you got this situation handled with Skylar Thompson.
I'm going to get us a trophy.
I'm going to head back.
I'm going to send you a picture of this trophy.
And, yeah, dude, and then when we went to the Browns game, me and my boy, they were like, because when you're like the access you get with a head coach, you don't get a ticket. You don't have a lanyard. There's just a guy that walks you around that's like, no, he's with me, like the head of security.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you guys want to go? Watch the players get introduced, like to me and my friend Chad. And we're like, what do you mean? And we were down next to the tunnel where they run out.
Oh, shit.
It was fucking sick. It was against the Browns like week fucking 15 or whatever. And every time a guy would run by, I go, he's killing it in my franchise. And my friend Chad would be like, I don't fucking care.
He's 86 overall.
I traded him for draft picks. And he's like, all right, I don't give a shit. Yeah, dude. It's
how about you? You get pumped on the vidges? Do you get excited about like when you watch wrestling and you're like, those are my guys?
Do you play do you play 2K, WWE? Get mad?
GM mode stinks though now.
Yeah, but do you play like, I just play like random matches.
GM mode does stink. The last one sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta like match them up every time.
And
you have a
there's
big
money
guy,
to
you have
spend.
A small guy. Yeah.
Well, the new one's coming out
this week.
Month.
Oh, maybe like next. Yeah. March 14th. Yeah. Sorry.
I pre-ordered the expensive one with Cena.
Really unreal how much of this was just a conversation and not like a funny podcast. Yeah. I was like, and then I met this guy, and then I met this guy, and then like sports. You guys like sports.
Yeah, but what?
No, it's perfect.
You think they want to be like, all right, next topic.
I'm just
listen, kidding. Matt's
today
gone.
Today we're going to talk about East Palestine, Ohio.
Matt's gone.
When the shaman's away, the bowl will play.
Yes, time to talk sports.
Time to talk sports.
I never get to talk
sports.
Dude,
you went to the fucking Super Bowl, right?
Drake
you
party,
became,
dude.
You became friends with the most dynamic running back in the NFL.
I
got to
take it easy. I don't want to overdo it. Yeah, it's like right. having a hot girlfriend or like a hot girl you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like I tagged him in a picture yesterday and I was like.
Do you think his girlfriend's going to be like, that Shane guy is talking about
Chris here. Godwin. From the rafters. Who would have thought?
Wait, what?
Anytime I get when O linemen are fans.
Yeah.
Or like a white dude. I'm like, yeah, Taylor Heineke. I know you're a bro.
Of course.
Yeah. You're one of us.
Yeah.
But when like Chris Godwin from the Bucks hit me up, was like, big fan. Can I come to the show? I was like,
absolutely you can.
Yeah.
You're dangerous.
You're awesome.
Dangerous one on one.
Blackest guy I've ever seen.
Be my
friend. How do you like me?
Be my friend. I'm into white running backs, but I could find a place for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, spazzing on video games. Wrestling video games are hard to spaz on.
Yeah.
Unless the computer beats you and you're like, that wouldn't happen. You start talking about it.
And I play on Legendary. I don't lose.
Me too. I think Lamar and I need to have a little.
I think we could settle this.
You need a slam jamboree?
Although these guys try to beat me in UFC every week. And God damn, I put a hurting on
you
these
just hurt them.
Yeah, I smash them. Smash. I say, now we talk.
But do you think they're afraid to beat you?
No. I'm not one of those guys. That's like, I actually don't video game spaz.
You don't?
I don't video game
spaz. Our first hang, you actually got me to spaz, and I had the series.
I don't have video game spaz.
I beat you three games.
Those were neck and neck, and then one game, there was a quit.
Well, first off.
It was an onside kick at half.
There was some bullshit going on. Shane won in a bullshit way, and I was like, we're not going
to
continue this.
I think
this.
It was 31-10.
I was like, we're going to run it right back, and you go, you quit. And then he just had me that whole weekend being like, I got you to quit. And I was like, no.
Made
it was
his a ass bullshit. Quit.
No. It was a bullshit reason, and we all know that. Was there anything that would get you more, like, I know wrestlers would geek us out.
Yeah.
And NFL players geek us all out.
Yeah.
What would, like, Wayne Rooney is a good example of something that where you would be like, oh, shit, that no one else would care about.
Because in an airport. Saw Mad Dog Maddox, you go nuts.
Yeah. In an airport, you don't want to draw attention.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was anywhere else, I'd be like, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
But in an airport, you're just like, sup?
Is there anybody that's like a Scholastic?
Wayne Rooney would have been huge.
No, but like Scholastic that would get you to pop? Is there like a writer or something?
Oh, be
writer.
Like Cornel West.
That's a lot. Oh,
I saw Cornel West.
Really?
He was on my fucking flight. Dude, I swear to God.
That's an easy mistake. It's a machine.
We had an NHL machine. In college. And there was a kid. We had live, and there was a kid who would just play against the computer and flip and be like, this is how you get better. Fucking live's cheap. That's fucking,
you hit the spaz last night in Madden.
I love it.
You tried to take advantage of me last night in Madden.
I fucking rage quit constantly.
He tried to take advantage of me.
I just exit game.
I was just.
Shane got another pick. I was like, exit game. Done. I'm done playing.
He spazzed. Exit as fast as he could.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
People do try to take advantage of you when you're in an inebriated
Soder state, took advantage of me.
Did he really?
Yeah. He finally beat me in NCAA when I got. He's a sober man, too.
Yeah.
He's a sober man.
He was sharking on you.
He got me at the end of the night, and I was nasty about it.
Shane immediately starts saying all sorts of mean shit when you start beating him.
Like what?
You're the cheapest guy in the fucking game. You're so gay. You run the same play every fucking time.
I mean, that's how you get people to get off their game.
I do the same shit, though.
It works
five
every
and
time.
Out, five and out.
It is funny, though, having like someone sober preying on you like you prey on a woman. Just be like, well, come on. Let's go back to your
do
place.
One more shot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Come on, man. Let's play in
fine. We're not going to play any. Yeah. I'm just going to hang out. We're not playing any games.
I'll be Michigan. I'll be Michigan. I know you hate Michigan. Yeah, I hate Michigan. I'll play against Michigan. I was down like 30 to Soder, and I was like, do you feel good about this? And he was like, no, dude, I don't. This sucks. Let's go to bed. I was like, yeah, exactly. We went to bed. I was like, you quit. You quit.
I win.
Yeah, it was Soder. I know I've definitely said it before, but it was making me cry the other day. Like, I literally was crying laughing about it because I was telling Jay about it. Because when me and Soder played each other, he was up like 20, and he was finally going to win.
Was this on the stream, you're saying?
No, this was after.
Okay.
And we're sitting there, and DeRosa comes in and sits next to Soder and is like, Shane's right. Your guys are blocking way better than his. And he was like, shut the fuck up, DeRosa. And I came back and he missed an extra point and lost. Oh. And when he finished, he put his controller down. DeRosa was sitting next to him. And he goes, oh. It was the craziest spaz I've ever seen.
Was he serious?
He was totally serious.
Damn.
The Soder goes, I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh my god,
it was so good. DeRosa was like, jeez, man. Poor DeRosa's bitch ass. He's like, you wouldn't do that to other people. Like 5 hours later, he's still going.
Oh my god,
it was awesome.
Oh, that's such a good expression of a video game smash.
It was so funny, especially from Soder. He does it. He hits the hardest video game spazzes of anyone.
That's so funny, dude.
He'll punch a table.
Seriously?
He'll fucking...
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can get him, dude. If I lose, I'm
yeah,
like...
but you hit the funniest spazz.
I run away. I run away.
You literally run away.
I gotta hide my face, dude.
It's like, you ever see a video of a little black kid losing video games? He starts crying, playing the controller, just fucking shakes it.
It sucks when you lose.
Losing does suck
so bad.
We used to have losing the computer in Bannerlord after you've been playing for 12 hours.
Oh.
And you lose everything, you go, what the fuck did I do today? I mean, remember I played FIFA? I'd play FIFA for a week straight without getting up. And I'd get fired. I'd get an email in the video game and be like, you're done, dude. You got to go outside.
That'd be funny. You get like text, but in the game, but about real life. You'd be like, dude, it's your mom. What the fuck are you doing? Like, the fuck is this? This is bullshit, dude. Shut the fuck up.
How come you're not married?
What the fuck?
I'm trying to bring Norwich to Prem.
We used to have an N64 in our unfinished basement. That was fucking scary.
Everyone had an N64 and an unfinished
basement. Or not N64. For real, it was everyone. Super Nintendo or NES, Tron. But they would all play it. Maybe whatever Mortal Kombat was on, maybe a Genesis as well. And I would never be able to play. And then when everyone was away, I would sneak down.
That's nice.
Someone would catch me, turn the lights off, and I'd be like, fuck! And run as fast as I could upstairs.
That basement was terrifying, dude.
Yeah,
because it's a cement dungeon. There were spiders in the little like water gaps. There was these big wolf spiders.
That sucks.
I wouldn't be called
lights out while gaming.
Fed got PS1 though on a mad one. Like one day I rolled up